Chapter 19. What did you learn from business? Robert's response.
You cannot learn to ride a bicycle by reading a book. The same is true with business. Books and classes are good for new ideas, but like learning to ride a bicycle, learning about business is a hands-on process. After receiving my sales training from Xerox, two friends and I started the nylon and Velcro surfer wallet business. Unfortunately, the business was a screaming success. I say unfortunately because success went straight to our heads. We were three single guys in our 20s who hit it big. Our products were featured in Runner's World magazine, GQ, and even Playboy. One day, one of my partners, John, drove up in a new Mercedes 450 SL. We asked him why he bought the car. "Because we're rich," he said. "Why don't you guys go and buy the cars of your dreams?" So we did. Larry bought a 450 SL like John, and I purchased a silver Porsche Targa with black trim. You probably know the rest of the story. We were driving fast cars and dating even faster women. The business that went up fast came down even faster. In less than 3 years, we went from poor to rich to even poorer. We were successful, but deeply in debt from our losses. As our income went up, we thought our financial IQ went up as well. The problem was, as our income went up, the only thing that went up with it was our stupidity. That business failure was one of many defining moments I have had in business. The failure and the loss of nearly $1 million was my wake-up call. I had not been a strong advocate for education up to that point in my life. I did not think education was important. After that business failure in my early 30s, I realized I was way behind the learning curve. I saw people my age further ahead in life, simply because they had taken their education and their professional career seriously. That business failure made me realize I needed to become a student, to study like I had never studied before. For a number of years, instead of running from my failure, I worked to rebuild the business. I wanted to rebuild the business to find out what I did not know. What things had I overlooked? What had I not seen? They say that hindsight is 20/20. For me, hindsight was not only 20/20, it was painful. I had to face all the BS I had been telling myself. I had to face the lies I told myself and told others. After a few years of humility, the nylon wallet business was back on its feet. It was successful and profitable. It was the best education in business and the biggest dose of humility I have ever had. In 1980, while going through that process, I attended a seminar that featured Dr. Buckminster Fuller. My life changed again. By 1984, even though my business was successful and profitable, I resigned and left Hawaii with Kim. I became a teacher, a profession I had not respected and swore I would never be a part of. From 1984 to 1994, Kim and I traveled the world teaching entrepreneurship and investing. In 1994, we retired financially free, putting into practice all we had been teaching. Kim was 37 and I was 47. For 2 years, I went into hiding in the mountains of southern Arizona, near a little town known as Bisbee, where I spent my time developing the cash flow board game and writing Rich Dad, Poor Dad. In 1996, the first commercial game of cash flow was played, and on April 8, 1997, my 50th birthday, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was launched at a small party at Sharon and Michael Lecter's home. In mid-2000, a producer from Oprah Winfrey's show called. I walked on stage to greet Oprah, and the rest is history. So losing that nylon and Velcro surfer wallet business was a defining moment of my life. If not for that loss, I might never have become a student or a teacher.